Today, we'd like to see the title of committed in the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 18. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God. What does Paul ask Timothy? And could we search the Bible as to how Timothy would respond to this? Question 2, in verse 10. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What does this mean to us, all Christians? Question 3, in verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. What, to whom, and why has Paul committed? And what could we learn here? This letter was written in prison by Paul, likely at his last life, because of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure from the earth is at hand, or is close. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness in heaven, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So, therefore, this letter was likely the last Paul's letter from prison to Timothy. In previous verses, 2 Timothy, verses 1 to chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, therefore, I remind you, so disciple said, I remind Timothy to stir up the gift of God which is in you through laying on of my hands. Paul exhorted Timothy to keep on preaching gospel. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind from sound doctrine. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony, not be ashamed to testify Christ, not be ashamed of gospel, not be afraid of preaching gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, also disciples said to Romans Christian, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Nor of me, his prisoner. Here, Paul's now imprisonment due to the testimony of our Lord. Historically, Paul beheaded, sentenced by Nero, the Roman emperor, for the breach of the security law of Rome. So if you, Timothy, might preach the gospel, he might be imprisoned, also he might be sentenced death penalty as well. So, but don't fear over the preaching gospel. Share with me in the suffering for the gospel, the power of God. Here is share with me in King James Version said, be a partaker of the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. So is for his preaching the gospel by God's power. Although Timothy is a co-minister, but not partaker of the suffering, because Timothy was afraid of man, Roman authority, that's why likely he ceased preaching gospel, so encouraging them. So the energy we could find out is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 23, Timothy preached the gospel, so he was likely imprisoned. So that's why Hebrews chapter 13, verse 23 said, know that our brother Timothy had been set free from where? Set free from arrest or from imprisonment. So therefore, Timothy followed Paul's instruction, Paul's encouragement, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Verse 9 and 10, in summary over salvation, who has saved us? God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. So God is the Savior, not any man, called us with a holy calling, called us to be holy as God is holy, not according to our works, not our flesh works, but spiritual works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of your works, lest anyone should boast. So, according to God's work or flesh work, according to his own purpose and grace, according to God's work, before world began or time began, before his creation in his image, here is what we call predestination. God's predestination always cooperated with the predknowledge. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he or God foreknew foreknowledge, he also, God, also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn, Jesus Christ, the firstborn among many brethren, which means you are already predestined to be holy or the children of God before you are born or before the creation occurs. So that is God's predestination, also God's amazing grace. Then verse 10, but has now. Now meaning man created in God's image, but sinned against God by eating the forbidden fruit. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in God's image, or God is giving God's breath. So then Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. But over the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So here is spiritual death. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for good, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. God is a superior Trinity, the Father, Son, and Spirit. Man is an inferior Trinity of Spirit, soul, body, upon creation, because God, you know, breathed his breath into clay to make God's image. That time's God's Spirit there, Spirit, soul, and body. Man has the peace and love of fellowship and communion with God. But upon the sin, the peace relationship was broken to the rest of the relationship with God. So therefore, spiritual death, you will surely die. So man becomes an animal having body and soul. Soul is the mind filled with only the body needs. So whatever they are doing, the mind, the body needs. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh or our body need, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind or soul, and were by nature children of wrath, relationship with God the Father, just as others. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, because God loved the world so much, he gave us his only begotten Son. Even when we were dead in trespasses, even we were supposed to death in trespasses to Adam's original sin, made us alive together with Christ. Christ was dead, cleansed away our sin with shed blood. So all about Christ's blood and the resurrection from death. So Christ got victory over death power. By grace, you have been saved. Please note an animal and a man who has a body and soul may be entered by unclean spirit. For example, Luke chapter 11, verse 24-26, when unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order, not cleaned. Then he goes and takes with him seven other evil spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ is entered in you or dwelled in you. So no evil spirit, you know, could not, you know, enter in your body at all, because already Jesus Christ got victory over the power of death. Matthew chapter 8, verse 32. Here is another example. The animal is entered by evil spirit too. And Jesus said to them, the evil spirit, go. So when they had the evil spirit had come out, they went into the herd of swine, a lot of piggies, swines, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. So revealed here is being revealed, or another word, manifest, by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who had abolished death by resurrection, abolished death by his death on the cross with bloodshed for us, and resurrection of death, and brought to life and immortality, so brought eternal life to any believers, to light through the gospel, to light to any spiritually dead people with the gospel, to restore the right relationship with God, to the peace of fellowship and communion with God. Verse 11, to which I was appointed, or I was ordained by God, a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. So three of them, the gift of spirit. So a preacher is a tool, lost sheep. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is close. So kingdom of heaven meaning controlled by God, controlled by Jesus, the Lord. So in order to be controlled by Jesus, first step, repent. Repent your unbelief, your sin. So also John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, or he cannot be saved. So water meaning cleans away with word of God by word. So that is water. Water is another word, repentance with the word of God. Because God's word said that all men are sinners. So because of that, we know I am sinner. No matter what you are doing, you know, good thing in human standard, so, but if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are sinner. So therefore is repent, then is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, Spirit of Christ lived in you. So that is reborn over Spirit. Matthew chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said to them, go. So when the other one, Acts, book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name better than Jesus Christ. Which meaning only through Jesus Christ you can be saved, not you know any other man. So that is a basic preaching. Preaching really salvation gospel focus on to unbeliever, the lost sheep. Then is apostle. Apostle is in the early church. So primary requirer is trained by Jesus Christ, original 12 disciples, but excluded Judas Iscariot. Replaced by Matthias, and also Paul. Paul is like a little exceptional, but Paul saw resurrected Jesus Christ. Resurrected Jesus Christ. So apostle duty, book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4 said, apostle said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer. Apostle, the first is continually to prayer. Prayer without ceasing. Number two, to the ministry of the word. So apostle is the two main responses. One is praying. Number two, minister of the word. Ministry of the word, you know, obviously including preaching and teaching. So teacher is to share for maturity, mature spirituality. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby, but solely the food belongs to those who are of a full age or are mature, that is, those who by reason or youths have their senses exercised to discern both the good and evil. So that is a teacher. You know, pastor is two functions. One is a pastor and teacher in the Bible. Pastor is taking care of Jesus' sheep. The second one is teaching the sheep for mature Christians. Is let each of them discern which one is good or evil according to the word of God. So by reasoning, by sense. Then is verse 12. For this reason, I also suffered these things. So because disciple preaching, apostle ministry, or teaching ministry, because of that, so disciple suffered these things, Paul's ministry for Christ. So such as Paul considered a felon in prison, not misdemeanor, the charge of treason from Rome for violation of a security law. Because the Roman emperor, only one lord, the Caesar, nor other lord is allowed, but Paul declared, we have only one Lord, Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed. So here is, I know the Greek word gnosko. Gnosko meaning know by experience during his life. So his personal experience between him and the Lord. So I know whom I have believed. So I know the Lord Jesus Christ whom I have believed, and am persuaded by his life, that he is able to keep. So the Lord is can do. He's able to keep what I have committed. So Christ can, man cannot do whatever Christ pleases. Although I don't know, but the Lord is able to do it. That's why Romans chapter 8, verse 28, wonderful word here. And we know that all things work together for good. But right now, present, I don't know what's going on. So a lot of trouble come here, but we don't know. But I know all things work together for good, because to those who love God, I love God, and to those who are called according to God's purpose. So I am called according to God's purpose as a teacher, preacher, apostle. So also I love God. So therefore all things work together. Even if right now I am sentenced death penalty, so maybe tomorrow I might be beheaded. So, but I know all things work together. So that kind of faith. So my whole life, what I have committed, my whole life I have committed. As we already read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 6, disciples said, as a drink offering, his whole life, you know, poured out, 100% poured out as a drink offering to God. I have committed meaning a deposit in trust. I have a deposit in trust to him or to Christ until that day when Paul is present with the Lord from absence from his body. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So, yeah, we are absent from the body. So when we die physically, so that times our spirit and soul, you know, would be absent from, you know, each body, then immediately present with the Lord, you know, forever. So, before in rapture. So if rapture occurs, so we are, you know, immediately caught up with the Lord. So our body instantly changes, a new body made by heaven. So our the country, homeland, heavenly country, this is a land that is a pilgrim life or a strange life, alien's life, like on this earth. So verse 13, hold fast or hold firmly the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, the pattern of committed words heard from Paul, heard me, meaning Paul, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, that good thing which was committed, again, put a deposit in trust. So committed to you, kept by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Keep on your gift to preach gospel by the power of the Spirit, Timothy. Verse 15, this you, Timothy, know that all those in Asia have turned away, that is Minor Asia, today is Turkey, turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes, betrayers. Those are betrayers. You know, first time they followed Paul, but Paul was imprisoned as a sentence, death penalty, so they fear over maybe accomplice or a conspirator, you know, with treason, you know, Paul. So in that region, a letter opponent of Paul's ministry, deserters. So Phygellus and Hermogenes, bad examples. Verse 16, but here's a good example. The Lord granted mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. Onesiphorus means a profitable one. So another Greek word, Onesimus, that also profitable one. Therefore, Onesiphorus or Onesimus may be same person. So Onesimus, who was a former slave, ran away from Philemon, the master. So, but he was converted to be Christian in prison with Paul. So Paul delivered gospel, shared the gospel with Onesimus. Onesimus became Christian. So he was released earlier. Then Philemon chapter 1, verse 10 and 18, disciple Paul sent a letter to Onesimus' master, the slave master. I appeal to you, Philemon, for my son Onesimus, my spiritual son, which meaning disciple Paul, the first share the seed of gospel with Onesimus. So Onesimus become Christian. My spiritual son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, which meaning in my imprisonment. Verse 18, but if he had wronged you, so Onesimus' slave has wronged you or owes anything, owes something, so we don't know exactly, but we know he used to be slave but ran away, so obviously owes something, but owes anything, put that on my account. So that kind of letter here, because Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain, not afraid over my imprisonment. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously or diligently and found me. So verse 18, the Lord granted to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day when he meets with the Lord, or he is present with the Lord. And you know very well how many ways or how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus. Ephesus is located in Minor Asia. Today is Turkey area. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Because Onesiphorus is a lot of the good works partakers with the disciples' ministry. So onesiphorus shall receive mercy from the Lord. Well, let's see each question in verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. What does Paul ask Timothy? So Paul basically asked Timothy, not be afraid of a man, not ashamed of preaching gospel to the lost sheep, continually keep on, and ask partake of the suffering, you know, due to the gospel. Even if you might be imprisoned, so you should bear, you know, that kind of sufferings according to God's power. But here, and could we search the Bible as to how Timothy would respond to this? So Timothy most likely had obeyed to Paul, because Hebrews last chapter in verse said he was set free. Set free meaning set free from arrest or imprisonment and a kind thing. Question two in verse 10. But has now been revealed or manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What does this mean to us, all Christians? All Christians before, born-again Christians, we all sinners because of Adam's original sin. So, but the Jesus Christ came here. While we were sinners, Jesus Christ was laid dead, and for us with shed blood to cleanse away, and resurrection got victory over death. So now we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior based upon faith. We are to receive salvation, grace as a gift, 100% free gift given by God, salvation. So that is eternal life and immortality. Immortal life, that meaning eternal life, not perishing life. So to light through the gospel which is salvation gospel. Question 3 in verse 12. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. What to whom and why has Paul committed? Paul has committed his life. To whom? To the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because Paul knows by his life experience is Jesus can do, keep everything, whatever he pleases. And what could we learn here? So no matter what circumstances, as long as we love God, also we are called according to God's purpose, all things work together for good. That's the bottom line. Even if we might be martyred, so all things work together good. So that's the bottom line. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Please note this online word for global crusade in effect develops from sermon into spiritual transformation into the image of Christ in daily fellowship with the Lord throughout Bible study and discipleship. We think that any human opinion is not really important rather than what God says. So the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible per se. But the opinions to make us understand God's word have been accepted in light of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Thank you, everybody. Come to Jesus. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have a daily fellowship with our Lord. Our Lord is a favorite to a donation method rather than to a commercial business method in his church, because our God is pleased to see our heart to love the just God in loving relationship or fellowship rather than a legal relationship under a bond agreement of the business. So the donation, tithes, and offerings must be rooted from free will or a cheerful heart, not be forced, flattered, or grudged. In Luke chapter 11, verse 42, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Here is an opportunity to lay up your treasure in heaven. In light of Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, through your cheerful donation, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, to call Calvary Chapel and Anaheim Hills. Mail to call P.O. Box 27693 Anaheim Hills, California 92809 USA. Wait by personal check or a company check, cashier check, or a money order issued to CAR. Or with testamentary will, deed of land, or bill of sale for CAR, other assets to beneficiary CAR. Number two method, donation wire transfer to CAR. Through wire routing transit number 12200247, online account number 63141438782, and international SWIFT BICWFBIUS number 6S. Any donation by person or company is a tax deductible in USA. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, and Luke chapter 12, verse 34. CAR is never dependent upon donations, but upon our Lord alone. How about the CAR? Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, CAR, his church, never thinks that it is not unsuccessful because it is seeking to become a loving church like Philadelphia rather than Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 17. And that every ship is seeking to be called a good and faithful servant, being present with the Lord in Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. But anyone has not attained the success or the perfect pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, in light of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 up to 14. CAR is indigent, but is rich toward God, Luke chapter 12, verse 21, because every quarter donation has been spent for nearly equally between local members, modalities, and those reaching outside the church. Sodalities. CAR, as a global church, has been ministering as to the Lord through not only this online word for global crusade, but also addicts healing ministry, ASAP medical mission, biblical marital counseling, car pressure, Bible study in English, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, and Tagalog. And homeless ministry, Jewish education for Christ, many mission fields, about 20 fields, and the veteran ministry. By any donation, you can designate a particular ministry or a particular country in the mission fields. For details, you may check Calvary Chapel, AnnheimHills.com, or mobile website, m.calvarychapel.anaheimhills.com, or cc.anaheimhills.com, or calvarychapel.anaheimhills.org. New book was published, Liberty from Capitalism, Daily Fellowship with Our Lord, available at amazon.com. Thanks, and God bless.